With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Did you enjoy the big game yesterday? Regardless of who you were cheering for, there's a good chance you enjoyed a slice of pizza, or maybe a taco, a hamburger, a chicken sandwich. I could go on. There are about a million or so items that are made with some kind of dairy product. Lucas Lindstash with the Dairy Association says football's been pretty good for the dairy industry.
Having that diversity offering of dairy ingredients, cheese is a real large part of the conversation. You know, KFC, for example, when we look at that nationally here within the United States, we think of the bucket of chicken. But when you go globally, it's much more of a sandwich. And having sandwich type of menu items is a great place for us to put a layer of cheese in. But also coffees. When you look at McCafes at a McDonald's to a Starbucks on an international level, dairy is a big part of that conversation. And with a consuming public that's very much dynamic and changing, full of millennials with diversity of thought and what they're looking for in terms of their food consumption, you gotta kind of break out of the white gallon jug a little bit and talk about all things fluid milk to cheese to other strategic dairy ingredients as well.
In fact, yesterday was the biggest day of the year for takeout. 1 in 7, or about 48 million Americans, ordered takeout and had food delivered to them yesterday during the big game. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.